Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I walk back down.
Mr. Petey, bringing this back, as in Thomas, good Florida boy. 7 till the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to support them. I've been a friend of theirs and an encourager and a champion, whatever I could be, of the NTU for more than almost 17 years now. And proud to do it. So, folks, if my endorsement means anything, and I hope it does, especially when it comes to fiscal conservatism, I hope you'll support the NTU, NTU.org, and their foundation is National Taxpayer Foundation.org. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Both at NTU.org. Okay. You've got a separate tab on the website for the foundation.
For the foundation, so check that out, and they'll take a $25, $50, folks, $100, whatever you can send them, they'll take it and put it to very good use. I promise you, they're very, very parsimonious with your money. I promise you, I've seen it. Hey, Pete, one of the things that you do a really good job, you guys have always done a good job of, is staying connected to the international conservative philosophy, fiscal conservatism, I want to say, meaning don't tax people more than you should, don't spend more than you have, that kind of philosophy. You've been keeping up with the international community, and there's quite an extensive and growing international community of folks along those lines, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I got to meet up with some of them in Vancouver earlier in the summer of this year, the annual meeting, well, biannual, I should say, of the World Taxpayers Associations. And this is a consortium of about 6 groups from around the world that share the philosophy of National Taxpayers Union and seek to spread the message that limited government is economic hope, economic opportunity, economic prosperity.
And many of these people are from former Soviet countries, aren't they?
Yes.
I've met some of them.
I remember you met a fellow from Georgia.
Right, the Republic of Georgia. That was fascinating.
Yeah.
How excited they are over there. So what else are they doing?
Well, speaking of Georgia, the Taxpayer Ombudsman's Office was initiated in the Republic of Georgia. They, I think, do as good, if not a better job, than some of our own taxpayer advocate offices at the Internal Revenue Service. They are helping small business owners. This was specifically designed to help small business owners navigate problems with tax officials Republic of Georgia. And the fellow I met, Georgi Pertaya, I believe is how his name is pronounced, is a very dedicated individual heading up this office, making a difference for small business in Georgia. It was great. And there was also a fellow from the country of Ghana trying to begin a taxpayer group there.
In Africa.
Yeah, and the basic thrust of many of these organizations in Africa and South America is transparency in government. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think of
well, there's not much of that down there. Boy, that's a tough wall to climb for those guys.
Yeah, yeah, and of course they come to us asking us, well, how did your country get so far? And sometimes I have to tell them, well, we really haven't gotten.
you want to say, I'll let you know, right?
Yes. Exactly.
But we really shouldn't be that way, because compared to them, we're wide open compared to a lot of these countries.
Yes,
I mean,
that's true.
Sometimes our leaders act like they're part of a banana republic, but we're not.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Plus, we have a legislative process, even with the likes of Harry Reid, can allow us to express our opinion and to get change enacted if we are willing to push hard enough.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, before we go, I got less than a minute. Your thoughts on the election in November. What are you looking at right now?
Well, I certainly think that if Republicans, and here I really care about fiscal conservatives, not the political party, but if we want fiscal conservatives in the United States Senate, they are going to have to work harder than they are now.
Yeah.
And it's very important that they do.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to, if you want a fiscal conservative, more fiscal conservatives in the Senate, folks, you're going to have to vote. You're going to have to find the candidate, wherever they may be. You got to go vote for them if that's what you care about. And if my opinion, if you're a small business owner, it's one of the things you should care about a lot. Hey, Pete, congratulations again on the new assignment. I'm proud of you. Not the least bit surprised. Keep up the good work and let us know what we can do to help.
My pleasure. Take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I promise you, he works hard for you and me, even when we're sleeping. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.